Hello everyone, my name is Rafael and I would like to welcome you to my Headshot Photography podcast. First of all, I would like to apologize everyone, I was absent for a little bit. I had so many things on the plate that I had to put podcasts on the side for a little while. Everyone who's not aware, also I'm going through some really tough divorce. I've been single dad for the last year, so my life just flipped upside down and I have to prioritize certain things. I have to organize my life all over again. It was quite challenging, especially when things happen like literally overnight. And you have to just basically change your entire life and everything what you're doing, and you have to reorganize literally every aspect of your life. And this is not something I want to talk about. I just want to mention this, which going to give us a little bit of direction towards our podcast today. Before I jump into it, I just want to add it that everything is fine at this point. My life kind of came to the point where I have a little bit of balance and I can implement all those things, which I have to say I was neglecting a little bit. I also really like this podcast, especially I can share my experiences from a little bit of different perspective, and I can dive deeper into certain things. And I know photography is all about visuals, but sharing some of those things through podcasts and allowing myself to express those things also helps me a lot to just kind of like digest some of those things which are happening in my business and everything what I do. It's something that kind of gives me a little bit of different perspective on everything what I do. So in today's podcast, I would like to talk a little bit about emotional impact during the headshot session. And this is something which in my opinion is not discussed as much as it should be. And as you probably know, everyone who is shooting headshots, you guys probably know that every headshot session is some kind of emotional journey for the photographer and also for the client. And that's why I want to dive into this today, especially, as I said, I mentioned a little bit my situation, because when this whole thing happened to me, I have to admit that it was extremely challenging for me to shoot headshots, because I had so much on my mind. I couldn't focus properly. My mind was completely in a different place, and I have to overcome this. I have to just kind of keep my emotions in check, and I had to somehow find a ways to just switch off some of those things so I could focus on my clients, I could focus on the session. But having said that, I also want to say that our clients and our subjects, they're going through the same process. People coming to us, they have some kind of baggage, they have some emotional turmoil going through their life. And sometimes I think that's why even people come to shoot headshots, because they want to start their life over, they want to change the job. I don't know, they want to go on the dating side and they need some good headshots. So everyone coming to us with some kind of, as I said, emotional baggage which they have to deal during the headshot session. And also I have to say that, and I mentioned that many times, and everyone who is shooting headshots probably know that, for most our clients, shooting headshots is some kind of emotional challenge. People are nervous. People always tell me that, like before they come to the session, I couldn't sleep last night. I was thinking about it, how I'm going to perform, how I'm going to do this, how this whole thing's going to look like. We have to not only know how to deal with this, but we also have to understand that, you know, people have some kind of extreme emotions before the headshot session, during the headshot session, and also afterwards. And on the top of that, we have to deal with our things, right? So it's a kind of like emotional balloon, which we have to kind of keep in check and hope it's not going to blow up. And sometimes it does, and I'm going to share with you some stories. So let's dive into this. So let's start with photographer side of it. As I mentioned a few seconds ago, you know, the last year was extremely challenging for me. I had some issues with my marriage, which basically collapsed, and now I'm going for divorce. And, you know, for a person like me, it was extremely challenging to keep all my emotions in check, because as I said, everything is all over the place, and going to the headshot session was extremely difficult to hold on to everything what I was carrying with me and then focus on my clients. And the reason I'm talking about it, because, you know, it's not like those are just extreme emotions, but I think everyone has better days, some worse days where, you know, we have to somehow deal with our emotions, and we have to somehow shoot the sessions, especially if this is our business. This is something that we make our living. We need to basically, you know, control those things, because it's not going to be easy for us to go through the headshot sessions where our mind is somewhere else, and you know, we cannot really control this. So how you can even do that? Like, I know it's easy to say, like, oh, control your emotions and then just kind of leave everything behind the door and just go and focus fully on your client. Again, it's not easy. I know it's challenging, depends on the issues we're dealing with, depends on the problems we are having, depends on what's going on in our life. There's so many different aspects that we have to somehow keep in control. So the one thing what I suggest, and this was something that I always do to even my headshot sessions, like I'm not saying, you know, like you just turn everything off and then you go to the photo shoot, because that's impossible. We know we are all human beings. But one thing what I've noticed is what we can do, and that's what I was doing, is making this kind of like atmosphere between you and your subject where, you know, you can somehow calm everything down. And that always helps, like, you know, turning some nice music, jump into some positive conversation, focus on your subject, meaning by it, you know, you just trying to figure out who they are, what they do. You know, as I said, the conversation always kind of keeps your mind away from those emotions, and don't try to like shut yourself down and then just like, okay, let's go and shoot, and then you don't communicate, you want to just go for it. Try to have at least a little bit of fun, and you know, try to create this environment where it can take your emotions a little bit to the place where you control them, and you feel that you know, like it's you have to kind of like keep them, you know, in the wrap where you can kind of focus on your session. And again, everyone has to find own ways. You know, everyone has kind of, as I said, own challenges, own problems, and then we have to deal with this. But as I said, this is something which also is going to impact the images. This is something which is really interesting, because I've noticed if I have a like really shitty mood, or I was dealing with a lot of problems, and I'm sure you guys heard about it on many occasions, about this psychological you know, thing which happens between humans being where we are mirroring our face expressions, our mood, and all this stuff, that might impact your client. If you're gonna have this, like as I said, bad mood, and you're gonna be like, I don't know, expressing, and you're gonna be showcasing that you were in the bad mood, it's gonna literally go towards your subject, and they're gonna project the same way you behave. And I've noticed that. It's kind of crazy, but I've noticed whenever I had like this shitty mood and I was shooting, and the clients were like literally mirroring me, and I was just getting just images where, you know, they look upset, they look angry, where they, and it's fascinating. So you have to be extremely careful with this, because if you're going to project this on your clients and your client kind of submit to you to the session, that's what you're going to get. So now let's kind of flip this whole thing, because this whole thing might go opposite way. This might come from our subject. So if the subject or your client comes in for the photo shoot and they have a bunch of issues, they have some problems which they have really difficult time to control, or the emotions are taking over, you're gonna see that throughout the headshot session. So first of all, what I suggest is, and then we talk about it on many occasions, before your client comes into the shoot, try to talk to them and figure out what's going on in their life, why they're coming for the headshot session, what's the purpose, what's the reason. Try to at least touch some of what's happening. Then you're going to know if they're coming with some kind of baggage, or they're going to come in and then, you can kind of have this under control. And believe it or not, most of my headshot sessions, I have most of my clients extremely emotional. And this is something interesting. It's, I think, a little bit of a different story when it comes to men, different story when it comes to women. As everyone probably knows, women are more emotional and they express those emotions more openly than men. Men just hiding most of the time everything, what is happening in their life, or if there is something bad happening, they keep this for themselves, or they just like give you a little bit here and there, but they're not going to open up. And they're not going to just like share their life stories, and they're not going to tell you what's really happening in their life. Women, on the flip side, when they're going to sense that they have to kind of open up to you, and I see that on like 80% of my headshot sessions, people really open up to you, like extremely open up to you, to the point sometimes where you're just like, oh my God, like I just met this person and I don't have any close relationship with that person. And they all of a sudden, they're telling you their life story. They're telling you what's happening in their life. They're telling you like things which I would never believe someone would even share this stuff with me. It's absolutely crazy sometimes. From one hand, it's kind of cool because you know people, they trust you. And this is also what we try to do as a photographer. So we try to build this trust with our subjects. And whenever you fairly quickly build up and then people start opening up to you and start telling you all this stuff, sometimes, it's good when it's going to the right direction, but sometimes I've noticed we go to some dark places, and this is not good. We need to somehow navigate it so we can kind of come out of this whole thing. But most of the time, if there is something really bad happening in their life, people start telling you things like really personal, and it's kind of fascinating. So the same thing, if the client is projecting on you bad mood, they have problems, they have issues, and you kind of pick that up and you start mirroring this stuff, or you fall for this, I would say, mood and their emotional kind of like the way they feel at that moment, you have to be also extremely careful, because if this is gonna go the wrong direction, then you might go to the place where it's gonna be really difficult to come out, and your headshot sessions might turn out into disaster, because the client's gonna be in this bad emotional state. And it's going to reflect all your images. So you have to be extremely careful, and you have to pay attention what's happening, what the client is talking about, and then just make sure you are kind of navigating the headshot session to the place where the client is positive. So there's a lot of things which we have to be aware of during the headshot session, but this emotional state, and that's why I want to talk about it today, is extremely important, because emotions are a huge part of our life, and everyone knows that. And I know a lot of photographers out there, and I know I'm repeating myself over and over again, is focusing on the lighting, on the backgrounds, on all this clothing, and everything what is kind of like important, but nobody is paying attention, like, okay, what my client, let's say, like, what is the emotional state of my client? Are they happy at this moment? They're excited. They have some problems going on in their life, which might affect our session. I don't think a lot of people pay attention to this, not to mention, you know, how we feel that particular day, because, you know, like, it's not easy for a lot of us to just switch off, you know, some of those things in our head and just like, okay, now I'm going to be good for, let's say, a couple hours doing my headshot sessions, and then I can come back to my problems. Those problems and everything what it's happening in our life, it's going to definitely affect the headshot session. It's going to affect how we work. It's going to affect our client. And again, it's in the opposite way. If we're not going to fairly quickly figure it out what's happening in your client's mind and you know, what emotional state they are, it's going to affecting us. And we have to be extremely careful. We have to pay attention to what it's happening, and we have to, as I said, navigate this whole thing the way that, you know, this emotional state, it's not taking over and it's not impact negatively our headshot session, to the point that, you know, the images, like, I'm not gonna say they're ruined, but you can really see, let's say, the sadness, or you can see that people are upset or angry or whatever emotional state they are. Because, as you also probably know, there's things called microface expressions, and even sometimes people pretend to be happy. They can say, hey, you know what, I'm in a good mood, but, you know, they can literally start throwing those microface expressions, which camera is going to pick it up. There's no doubt about it, and you can really, really see it throughout, you know, those images, how your subject felt during the headshot session. So, again, this is something which can have huge, huge impact on our photo shoot. And I'm going to go back to the point where I started this conversation, is the fact that we have to create this specific environment where we can, as I said, navigate the headshot session, so we can keep this under control, and we will be not only aware about our emotional state, but also what's happening with our client. And as I mentioned, good music, good conversation. If you don't know all the stuff, prepare yourself. You know, try to find some music which is going to put your client in the good mood, and also it's going to put you in the good mood. Try to, I don't know, make a list of subjects you would like to talk to your client. And if you notice that the client is just going back to some bad stuff, to some emotional, I would say, moments where they, you know, talk about this negative stuff, and you can see they're in the bad mood, try to navigate them out of it and try to change subjects. So you have to not only focus on the photo shoot itself, but you also have to navigate and control what's happening emotional between you and your subject during the headshot session. And again, this is not something easy. This is not something that we can really control. Most of the time, this is something what we have to learn. And the thing is that, again, every client is different. Every client brings something new to the table. And that's why I think headshot photography is extremely fascinating, because this is something that you have to possess over the time, that kind of experience, which allows you to figure out your subjects and yourself fairly quick. This is also, I would say, journey in learning about ourselves, how our emotions impacting the headshot session and how we can control that. You know, I started doing for the last year a lot of meditation, just to kind of work on my breathing, working on controlling my thoughts, my emotions. There's some amazing book about that as well. So I linked them to this podcast, so you guys can check them out, and then that's maybe help you to understand our own emotions, because that's something which also can completely, I don't want to say devastate the headshot sessions, but can really impact it, and then might basically just turn this entire session into something which we don't want. And I've been in this situation. Like, it's kind of interesting sometimes, because I'm not sure if you guys do that, but I always analyze my images after every headshot session. So I'm not only kind of like trying to find what is the best image from the session or what are the best images. I'm trying to kind of look at them and see what kind of feelings I'm getting from the session. Like, you know, whenever I'm looking at the image, I'm trying to see, okay, what I'm feeling, right? Like what the client is projecting throughout that image. So I highly recommend that, to do that. Don't just kind of look at those images and try to find what is best. Try to look at each image and kind of try to feel from the shot, like what you're feeling by looking at that image. And then, like, again, every client is different. They're projecting different things. But you can also see different kind of states. Like, I've seen that, you know, sometimes people are a little bit more serious. Sometimes, you know, people are sad. If you just jump into this wrong conversation, then people are super happy if you have this good conversation. So also, when you look at images from your session, you can definitely see this emotional roller coaster going through those shots, and you can see how your subject is projecting their emotions. So this is something fascinating. This is something which is, I would say, the next level of headshot photography. So when you figure out all this technical stuff and you don't really have to worry about it, this is the next level where you playing with all those emotions, and you can navigate through those to, you know, get this specific shot. So again, like, I know I'm repeating myself right now, but we have to have our emotions under control, but also we have to control the emotions of our client. And then also we have to somehow just work the way that everyone is impacting the proper way. And we just kind of like working with each other, and we just feeding off each other those emotions, those positive emotions, which impact positively the headshot session. I know I could go on and on about it. I'm guessing and I'm hoping you guys getting the point. What I'm trying to share with you, that the emotions, they having huge impact on our headshot session, and they're extremely powerful, and they can be like something that can really bring the session to completely different level, but also, as you probably already know, they might completely destroy the headshot session. So this is something which we have to be aware of it. And I think also what is fascinating for me, that let's say you have a headshot session, and I remember back in the days, whenever I was going into the shoot, I never thought about those things. Like, I was just like, okay, I have to photo shoot, I have to do it. Okay, I meet the client, trying to be positive, trying to be nice, whatever. But I never thought about it like, okay, what's my emotion? Like, what's, because I'm sure everyone kind of like, you start thinking about what you feel, and you start kind of like digging into it, you can really easily recognize I have a good day or I have a bad day. Like, you can really kind of like track those emotions, and you can just get what's going on in your mind at this point. But so what's going to happen if you start thinking about it, then you can really easily recognize, okay, you know what, I have a shitty day, I have this issue, this problem. And sometimes, you know, like, also what is fascinating, you might have some issues which might be like on the back burner, so you kind of like don't think about it, but they still, those thoughts just occupy back of your head and impacting your mood, impacting your emotions. But it's not something, let's say, big that you don't really pay attention to it, but it still might impact how you feel, right? So I always, nowadays, I ask myself before I go to the photo shoot, like, okay, what's going on, or what I can do to make myself feel better. And if you feel good and you feel like energetic and you feel like powerful, then it's going to impact your client. So maybe, you know, like, nowadays I also do all sorts of different things to put myself in the good mood, this is maybe another idea. If you, let's say, introvert and then you just like, I don't know, constantly unhappy in your life, and I know people like that, maybe you can find ways what I can do to make myself feel better. So when I go into the photo shoot, then you will be ready to impact, you know, your client, your subject, the positive way, and they're gonna just like mirror this whole thing from you, and you're gonna get some amazing, amazing shots. So, okay, I could go on and on about it, but let's summarize this whole thing. As I said, emotions, they have huge, huge impact on our headshot session. And we have to do everything what we can in our power to not only understand this whole process, but also learn how to control it and what we can do to don't those emotions just kind of control us during the headshot session. So again, I'll come back to this topic probably at some point. Like, I know I'm just running the circles right now and I'm trying to showcase you this whole thing from different perspective, but I deeply believe this is something very important. This is something which, you know, impacts our sessions and what do we do. And it's important to have that under control. If you have any questions, if you have anything you would like to add to this, you guys probably know how to contact me, how to reach out. I'll be more than happy to have a little bit of a deeper discussion on this. But thank you for listening for this. I hope that was interesting and give you like a new perspective on everything what I'm doing and how you can level up your skills with this profession. And I'll be looking forward to your feedback, and I'll promise I'll be back next week with new podcast, and we're gonna push this to some different direction. So thank you for listening. I would like to wish you guys fantastic weekend. Stay tuned, and I'll be in touch with you guys very soon. Bye bye.